9 minutes away from 7 a.m., 14 degrees. We are up to about a high of 24 by this afternoon. The latest round of fighting between Israel and Hamas, tragically, is also a story about teenagers. This conflict was triggered by the discovery of bodies of three Israeli teenagers in the West Bank. A week later came the revenge killing of a Palestinian teenager. That violence, though, isn't the whole story. Yet another group of teens is part of a widespread campaign to restore peace. Mary Weens brings us now the story of a summer camp here in Ontario. It brings together Israeli, Jewish, Palestinian teenagers and gives them a chance to learn the simple but profound lesson that they can actually be close friends.
So if you haven't spoken yet, it's your turn now. Adan, have you spoken?
Put 20 teenagers, 14 and 15 years old, into a circle and ask them to talk about their feelings, and you will run into resistance. But talking is part of the deal these teens agreed to before coming on this trip. One girl puts up her hand and takes the rose being passed around, meant to represent both good and bad, the thorns and flowers of this trip.
Okay, so my flower and my rose is together.
Flower with thorn.
Rose. Flower with thorn. Okay. The flower is that I had this chance to be here, the amazing time ever with this group. And the
thorn
was that was a lot of hard moments that I want to back home. But even in this moment, so I had the best group that make me want to be here.
This group first arrived in Canada on July 5th. Just days after a Palestinian teenager's burned body was discovered in Jerusalem, and a week after the bodies of three murdered Israeli youths were found near Hebron. For these Israeli teenagers far from home, half of them Jews, half of them Israeli-Palestinians, the news of these murdered teenagers so close in age was terrifying.
I was very shocked and very sad because I am here to do a peace and to show to all the world that we can live together, the Jews and the Arabs.
For 3 weeks this summer, this group has taken part in a highly structured process to help them talk about their experiences and to hear about the experiences of the other. There are a handful of such camps across North America, bringing together teenagers on both sides of the most entrenched conflict in the world. This Canadian program is called Heart to Heart, a partnership between Givat Haviva, an educational institution in Israel, and the youth movement Hashomer Hatziar Canada. Now in its fourth year, 20 teenagers start their summer holiday at Camp Shomria near Perth. Their first encounter with that Canadian camp classic, the cabin.
We arrived at the camp, put our stuff in the rooms.
Cabins.
In the cabin.
Cabins.
Yeah. You learned to say.
Banks, we know everything.
When you're 14 or 15, a place with bunk beds and not too many adults turns a cabin into paradise.
I opened the door. Cabin. I was shocked that the first time I see cabin like this. But after this, the cabin is amazing bliss.
Did you and Roy hit it off immediately, the two of you?
Yes, it's a good friend, you know. Now we are inside family. Amazing family.
Leaning over, Roy puts his arm around Yanal's shoulder and pulls him close. As children, both boys learn to internalize the conflict between Jews and Arabs. Yanal recalls arguing with a friend over whether or not you could even like a Jewish person.
My friend wasn't love the Jewish people, and I was love the Jewish people, and every time I said to him that I love Jewish and Israel, they were said to me that you are with a Jewish, you are not with us.
You felt that you had to take sides.
Yes. In this moment, I feel lonely. I am love the Jewish. I don't want to be a war between them.
We always heard stories in Israel that the Palestinians are bad, mean, they're not good. I can say that I have a little bit of fear. I know that I have a little bit of fear. But when we go here and I met the people and I talk with them and know who are they, I learned that they're human like me. They're not a monster. They do everything like me.
The vast majority of deaths in the latest strikes in Israel have been Palestinian civilians. And many Palestinians in the West Bank are without water and electricity. It was hard for Roy to express what he felt about his own government.
I was really,
angry.
I was really sad and
angry
because I really don't think that we need to do it. And they fasting Ramadan. And after this, I saw the Palestinian group said I go to talk with them, and I really felt from them a support. They understand what I mean. They understand the angry. They understand everything.
Roy says he's growing up this summer, learning to trust his own ideas and feelings, not just about friendship, but about an even more fundamental truth.
First of all, it's how to be a human, how to look at people, how to try and understand them before the religion, before everything.
You felt like you'd grown up, you said.
Yes, I feel that I'm grown up. I feel that I have now my own opinion. I hope that I will take what I learned and teach my friend what I learned, what I did, and everything.
A different message than the much louder one heard in the news headlines.
I also need to tell you something else.
This afternoon, group leader Dalia Krusner has more unexpected news.
Okay, guys, we need to say something very important.
We need a swimming suit.
You all care. You do not need a swimming suit. You do not go swimming at Niagara Falls. Okay. Things are the same in Israel. Right now, airplanes are canceled. So,
what?
Right now, it is only for 24 hours, and we're not in panic mode, okay? We think that it's going to be okay. I don't want you to be worried right now. I just wanted you to know in case you saw it on the news or your host families asked you about it.
For a moment, the long shadow of conflict falls on this beautiful summer evening in downtown Toronto.
Can we go back to camp? We have to.
Yeah. Maybe you get to go back to camp.
Laughter and cheers, and behind it, an awareness that the friendships and lessons of a great summer at the age of 14 and 15 will be tested in ways few North American teenagers can imagine. For CBC Radio, I'm Mary Weens in Toronto.
You can hear more of Mary's conversation with those teenagers on Fresh Air this